Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
65.
Welcome to the Garden America Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to join us as we talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do with the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 1-855-424-9825. That's 1-855-424-9825 for your questions and comments. Or John at gardenamerica.com. And if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can also post your questions and comments right there on our page during the broadcast. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on the Garden America Radio and Media Network.
It is hour number two. Thank you for being right there, spending part of your weekend with us here as we broadcast from the iHeart Media Radio Studios in San Diego, California. Again, I want to remind those people that coming up this afternoon, 2 o'clock L.A., a.m. 740, the replay of this show, if you're listening to us via streaming or wherever. Biz Talk Radio, John at GardenAmerica.com, Facebook Live, questions, comments. You can also reach us at 855-424-9825. That's all I got for right now.
All right, that's enough.
Is that enough?
Yeah, let's go home.
Less of me, more of you.
I wanted to talk a little bit about, and as I'm, just so you know, as I'm saying what I want to talk about, I'm actually running through my mind what I do want to talk about.
Running through your mind what?
What I do want to talk about.
Oh, okay. So this is developing as we speak.
Yeah, because there's so many things that are happening this time of the year. If you're back in the Midwest, it's kind of the dog days of summer.
Sure.
So things start to, you start harvesting everything that you've planted, and you almost are kind of getting ready for winter to set in. I mean, it's going to be fall, and like September is usually the start of fall.
Right, right.
Back east.
Well, you just, I mean, college football is going to be starting here pretty soon. I mean, football kind of signals that time of year.
Yeah, but in Southern California, we're just getting ready for what we've got, September and October, which in Southern California can be the two hottest months of the whole year.
Yep.
And then probably, would you say, through mid-November up until Thanksgiving, it's usually warm but nice during that period of time. And then we can finally, our rains will start.
It's
and
pleasant.
Weather will cool down a little bit.
November's a pleasant month.
Well, you know, it's funny because We talk about here in Southern California having a spring planting and a fall planting.
Right.
In reality, it's not a fall planting. It's a winter planting because fall starts, what, September usually?
Right.
And that's not a
–
You would not plant pansies in September. It'd be way too hot for them, right?
That's why they call them pansies. They can't take it.
The California Association of Nurserymen back – oh, God, I'm trying to think now. Was it – as long ago as 40 years ago, had this campaign called Fall is for Planting.
Mm-hmm.
And while it was true, the main reason that they had that campaign and pushed it every year was because nobody wants to plant in the fall. And so they just, you know, thought it would be a way to drum up business. But in reality, still nobody plants in the fall.
Right.
Right?
Right.
It's all spring.
It's all spring. And
but in warm climates, you can plant in the fall. In some parts of the country, normally in the south, like Florida, southern Texas, and Arizona, their fall season for planting is actually bigger than the spring season.
Is that because the ground is warm?
No, it's because they're going into the plant when, or the time of the year when everything's not going to roast. Like if you plant in spring in Phoenix, you've got a month and then everything's just toast.
It's going to cook, yeah.
So you really need to put in plants in the fall so they have a chance to become established.
Okay.
And then grow into the, grow through the winter into the spring. But in the northern parts of the country, it's too cold. So things that you plant now may not become established and survive
before
the winter.
The winter.
Depending, you know, again, depending on what it is.
Yeah.
So now I forgot what I was talking about.
Well,
you're talking about various...
So I was talking about, so at my house, I'm trying to decide, especially as I'm going through and cleaning up roses for the auction, do I cut them back now because they're looking ratty, or do I wait maybe another 2 weeks? And I'm thinking, if I wait a couple weeks, it might be a little bit cooler, but then also the timing would be that they may be in bloom for the auction if I wait a little longer.
Well, it's usually 6 weeks, right, leading up to the event?
It's usually 6 weeks, except as you get in the fall and the days are getting shorter,
right,
it takes a little bit longer. So it's kind of hard to say what to do. I don't want to cut them back and have this warm weather for the next few weeks and then have them bloom and, you know, be not in flower for the auction.
You got a lot of weight that you carry around as far as these decisions, John.
I know.
I don't know how do you maintain you?
And then
what's it like to be you?
Then you've got to water all the time, right?
Yeah.
You know, you were just mentioning about all the podocarpus you planted, and finally they're on drip.
Right.
I mean, that saves you a lot of work, right?
So much time and effort. Yeah, exactly. And you know, when it comes to, you know, the fall planting, it's so much easier to plant things in the fall, and you're so much more successful. Even, you know, in terms of the podocarpus planting, was that the ideal time to plant the podocarpus? No. Should I have waited until late October to do it? Probably, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew I was providing water to it. I knew I was going to be okay, guaranteed to do it.
You knew how to work around it.
If I was a novice gardener and I had done that, I probably would have been much less successful. And I might even lose one or two of those podocarpus because it was just too hot.
Because you lack the tricks of the trade.
But you are in a milder climate.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, you know, compared to eastern San Diego, if you would have done that, I would have been out there hourly watering those things.
People who live in El Cajon, Alpine, gosh, this time of the year?
Yeah. And, you know, as John had mentioned, even across the country, you know, Arizona, the Pacific Southwest, things like that, they have those same challenges where, you know, they plant in the wrong time of year and it could dry out so quickly. But I think that for most of the country, when it comes to the shrubs and trees, fall is the time to plant, you know. And you know, there are those rare areas that John mentioned where it gets too cold to plant.
Certainly
in
California for planting natives.
Yes.
That's
even, you know, as we mentioned, the Pacific Southwest, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, those regions, for any of their natives, fall is the time to do it because it's cooler. They get some rain. Before their extremes happen, they're going to get a full season of growth, and then it will go into the extreme time of year for them. So I think fall would be a better planting. People get hung up on spring being the time of year to plant.
Everything's awakening, and it's warming up.
Yeah,
and
fall is the better time.
Fall is a good time.
Yeah. There's a lot to look forward to for the fall. But I guess what the only things that really can't vegetable-wise in the fall is peppers. Because there's a lot of tomatoes that do well in the fall.
John is going down his pepper inventory in his head right now.
No, you definitely don't want to plant peppers in the fall. But also most tomatoes you don't want to plant in the fall.
Right.
And the reason you don't is because tomatoes won't set fruit when the nighttime temperatures are much below 65. So
that's just about everywhere.
Yeah, that'll be everywhere.
Yeah.
But there are some varieties that will set fruit when the nighttime temperatures are into the 30s. And so those are the varieties you want to plant.
What about grafted? Temperature make any difference?
Not so much.
About the same.
Okay. Because the grafting affects the roots, not the top.
Not the top of the plant. Right. Okay.
So most of the varieties of tomatoes you'd want to plant in the fall would be from cold areas like Russia, since they're used to colder temperatures.
Yet.
Go ahead.
Oh, you were going to.
You got a Facebook question?
I think Tiger was going to say the same thing. Kathy wanted to know if we've seen the Brussels flower carpet. Haven't seen it in person, but this is something they do every 2 years in Brussels.
Mm-hmm.
They plant 1 million begonia plants.
Wow.
And make a carpet, and within a few hours, the whole thing's ready.
Woo!
I should show you a picture of it. Have you ever seen it?
Have not.
Do you have? Have you got a picture of it?
Yeah.
If you Google Brussels flower carpet, you'll see what it looks like.
And now, do they plant them? Like, are those potted plants?
No, they're
those
planted.
Flowers? Just flowers.
Right.
So they're actually potted plants?
Yes.
Because I thought it was kind of like the rose parade, where they just take the flowers and create the tapestry kind of a thing. But these are actual plants, huh?
I think so.
Yeah. Because that always amazed me with the rose parade.
Yeah, don't
being
we have
able
a...
to, being able to cover all those floats with flowers and live, or not live plants, but like plants.
Well, they're living.
They use branches and things like that.
We've got a float in this year's parade, don't we, John? The Garden of America float. It's all roses.
Can you see that from where you are, Brian?
I can.
Okay, that carpet is the theme this year was Mexico, and it's they use a million begonia plants, and within 4 hours, the whole thing is finished.
We've got to take a break. We're going to come right back. Brian Main, Tiger Palafox.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite slow-release nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a slow and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer, proven effective for over 90 years. Milorganite for better results. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now, 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
That's right, john@gardenamerica.com, also 855-424-9825. Biz Talk Radio and questions, comments, Facebook Live right there.
Hey, Tiger found out more about the Brussels flower carpet, that it's just petals?
Yeah, well, it's just flowers. Yeah, they take the flowers, but it's...
Okay, so it's just a temporary...
Yeah, exactly. And it got me thinking, since you're such the rose grower... And I hope Shannon's listening right now, that since you have so many roses in your backyard, what you should just always do is have, like, a rose-petaled walkway up to your house. Like, every day you should just put some out there. You know, maybe every day is a bit excessive, but at least once a week you sweep away the old ones. Put out new ones.
How about rose petals on a sidewalk or someplace, and then having maybe something that you could a clear coating over them,
like a resin.
So they're
set in there.
They're always there.
John has,
you know, the
so
coating
many roses.
On my driveway is what made me slip a couple years ago.
Exactly.
Cracked my head open, so that was not a good idea.
Has that been 2 years already?
It was a year in January, so it's like a year and a half.
Like, if you're such a rose person, you should just always be walking on rose petals, John.
You should.
And you should just always have them. You know what's so funny? So every once in a while, we'll be working at a client's house, and we're trimming plants that are beautiful, because you have to trim them sometimes. And, you know, you would like to wait till they maybe are done blooming or whatever, but sometimes you just have to prune them. And I was pruning this Duranta repens, Brazilian skyflower? Skyflower, I don't know. It's got beautiful kind of lavender purple cascading blooms on it. And I'm pruning this away from their house, getting dense.
Pigeon berries, another name.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
And the little yellow berries it gets, pigeon berries?
Pigeon berries.
And
that's what you see in statues.
I put it in the trash can, and I'm looking. I'm like, that's really pretty. And I'm like, oh, I should take a little spray and, you know, leave it for the client kind of a thing. So I took a bit out, and I cut them, and I put a little arrangement or something. But I'm like, you know how many times I just prune plants that probably are perfectly fine, you know, to keep or whatever, and I just throw them away just because it's like, ugh, you got to prune these things kind of a thing. But they were really pretty. I looked at the trash can. Like, the trash can looked pretty.
Looked nice.
You know, like, it's a trash can, and it looked pretty with these flowers in it.
Have you ever exhibited roses at
a
rose show?
It's no way. I can't do that.
Okay.
I could have answered that for you.
Well, the reason I ask the question is because I will go there. I've done it occasionally, but that's not my thing. But I've gone and I see exhibitors with baskets of roses, right? And they're preparing them for the show. And then there's trash cans, and everything going into the trash can is better than anything I have.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm thinking, like, what chance do I possibly have?
It's amazing. Like, what they pick out And then, like you're saying, what they'll throw away.
Right.
Because they have to bring a bunch because even in transit, things will happen
right.
that they, you know, want.
Didn't you get an honorable mention a couple of years ago when you decided to?
I've gotten some trophies.
Yeah, you have. You're not totally.
But there's different classes to enter in a row show. And hybrid tees, my hybrid tees have never made it. So I always do the Dowager Queen, you know, which is a rose prior to 1867, or Victorian, which are other old roses, or polyanthas, or things that I might have a chance with.
I was really interested in orchids, like, because at least with the orchid, you kind of showcase the plant, not just the flower, but they base a lot of judging on the flower itself.
Sure.
And I remember, and they're so critical of the flower. You know, the perfect symmetry, the size of the
things
the,
you can't the, even see.
Oh, just,
what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's like people. Like they talk, oh, this woman could be a model because she has a perfectly symmetrical face, or this man can be a model because of the way his eyes line up. And I'm like,
eh. Look like eyes to me.
Yeah,
huh?
Exactly. I just don't have the eye for that. Yeah. But yeah, the Brussels flower carpet, it's spectacular, and I think John should
you put a link you put a link so people could see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and John should implement that at his house.
So on our Facebook page, Tiger's got the link there. Click it and take a look at what we're talking about.
Do you remember the story about Tiger's talking about doing this kind of stuff, but how George, or not George, George was Smith's dad, but how was it? I wonder if it was.
I like it when you think out loud.
Yeah, it was. It was Mitt Romney's. Anyway, he said that his dad,
Mitt Romney,
yeah, that his dad used to take a cut rose and put it on the bedstand, so that when his mother woke up, that the first thing she saw every day was that rose.
Oh,
and
that's nice.
One morning she got up and the rose wasn't there, and that was how she knew he had died.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, that's a sad story.
Way to take a turn.
hope everybody's feeling good
yeah,
after that.
Exactly. That's kind of like the Notebook movie.
Very nice.
It's like you're all like, oh, this is a beautiful love story, and then at the
yeah,
end, you're
right?
Like, oh, wait a minute, this is sad.
Yeah, this is really sad.
I never saw the Notebook. Hey, Lenore said that her roses were kind of dormant during the summer, and we were talking about places like Phoenix, and
yeah,
hot areas. And she lives in canyon country, so the hot inland and the desert areas of California. Summer for roses in those areas is just like winter. They basically go dormant. They stop blooming, stop putting out new growth, mainly because if they did, it would just fry.
I had a real so-so summer with my roses.
Yeah, so they just kind of sit there.
Hey.
Very hot.
I've seen on some of the roses when it is getting hot, it's the end of the season, and they get the little nubs of new growth, but it
right.
comes out much smaller, kind of deformed kind of thing. Is that because it is so hot that it kind of singes it? Like, because I'll see it, and, you know, normally it comes out and it's like this beautiful kind of more elegant looking foliage that comes out. But then it comes out, it almost looks like all bushed up, like real kind of.
Toward tiny. The end of the growing
yeah,
season?
Yeah, yeah.
Is part that, of that might be because you've been spraying for weeds with Roundup.
Yeah, no. But yeah,
no, the foliage is smaller during
smaller,
the heat.
It's smaller, right?
Right.
Okay.
But it shouldn't be bunched up. It should, unless it.
Well, no, it just looks smaller.
To,
like it,
if
it's,
the plant doesn't get enough water when the new leaves are coming out, then they do come out deformed like
okay.
that.
Okay. Yeah, probably. What I have going
on. It's a water
on.
Issue. It's water.
Yeah.
It's always water. Too much or not enough.
I do have a lot of roses that I have under quarantine right now that came from France in February.
Oh, yeah, that whole border issue thing we talked about.
Right. So there's about 60 of them. And I just thought of those because they're in 2-gallon containers, and they need water almost every day now because they're doing so well. But these are old garden roses like teas and chinas and things like that, and they've been putting out, as long as they're getting the water, tons of growth. And
really,
it looks really good.
Are these part of Napoleon Bonaparte's wife's roses from France from years ago?
Well, that's a whole nother story.
Another story. Wow. Okay, We got to take a break. We're approaching 30 minutes after the hour, 1/2 hour to go. John at GardenAmerica.com, 855-424-9825. More questions, comments right there.
Want a better-looking lawn with less effort? Husqvarna's robotic automower is the effortless way to mow. Husqvarna's intelligent design allows the automower to maneuver around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles. It knows when it needs to be charged and directs itself back to the charging dock. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a great-looking lawn and more time to enjoy it this season. Visit Mission Hills Nursery at 1525 Fort Stockton Drive in San Diego, or go to missionhillsnursery.com for more info.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And a good Saturday morning to you, unless you're on the East Coast, and we say good Saturday afternoon, 35 minutes after the hour. And again, we thank you for spending part of your weekend with us here. It's always good to get together with you here on Garden America at 855-424-9825. Question, want to pick up the phone, john@gardenamerica.com. Biz Talk Radio, Facebook Live, questions, comments, right there on Facebook as we continue. And again, John, you said you had an email from somebody who appreciated and liked our podcast show from last week on fires. And
I did, but this is another email question that I have.
Okay,
here.
Well, today, just so you know, those of you listening and watching, we're going to do a podcast today on trees, which will be uploaded on Monday. Go ahead, John. You had another email question.
I was thinking of Joyce Kilmer there for a second.
Hmm.
Okay, this might be a Tiger question, too. It says, does excess sap forming on the trunks of trees indicate a problem? I have a plum tree grafted with apricot nectarine and peach stock. The apricot took, but not the nectarine and peach. A large bulge around the trunk makes me suspect the failed grafts. The tree produced pretty well for a few years, but sap is leaking from the west side of the tree and a major branch has died. I'm inclined to remove the tree. Also, I've noticed similar excess sap on trunks of eucalyptus trees that don't look healthy planted on city-owned parkways. Your thoughts?
A lot of thoughts there.
Yeah. So, by the way, we lived in Boulder, Colorado, where gardeners planted pansies in the fall. They lived under the copious snow all winter and bloomed in spring. As a native Californian, I was quite surprised. Yeah, that's the one. Pansies are the one things when you go back and you see snow and ice and
coming up through it.
Yeah.
What do you think
about the sap?
So the was it plum and apricot tree makes me think of is borers, because when you have one or so branch that die out in a tree, the way that borers they penetrate the bark, they get into the tree. Well, sap instantly comes out of that area because that's the tree's defense mechanism to keep things out, is to push it out. Kind of like blood in our body is, you know, keep out bacteria, blood begins to come out of our body. And then what will happen is that a borer will more or less cut off a vein to a particular part of the tree, and then that tree part of the tree will die, and people don't know why that part of the tree died.
That's a pretty smart borer.
Yeah. And... And so, you know, when you have sap coming out of a lot of the stone fruits and then parts of the stone fruit tree dying, a lot of the times that has to do with a borer. But if it's just sap coming out, because borers are easy to identify too, because you'll look at the tree and you'll see holes.
You can
and
see.
And they're perfect
right.
holes. They're not, oh, is that a borer hole or not? It's about the what would that be, the same circumference as a pencil, and they go right into the side of the tree. So if you're not seeing those holes in the side of a tree, so you know it's not a bore.
The diameter of a pencil, or are you talking about pencil point?
No. The circumference of an actual pencil or a pen, you know, it's about, what would you...
That's a good size bore.
Circumference,
yeah, circumference
is the way around, right? So... Diameter.
I've never seen borer holes that big.
Really?
That's a big bore.
No, it's that big usually. No? You think they're smaller than that?
I think more like, yeah, pinholes.
No.
Oh, yeah. The ones I've seen.
Yeah.
I mean,
why don't you Google an image of
Google
that?
Google image of a borehole.
Of a borehole.
Well, but you can see
Isaac
the holes.
Isaac doesn't have a drill he plays with, does he?
Yeah, exactly. So, but you see the holes.
Yeah.
You can see the hole. They're not unnoticeable.
But now, if there's no hole now, then what's the
and
other?
Something else you can see is if you look around the base of the tree, you'll see sawdust from where they bored into the tree itself.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, like droppings, like kind of a thing. You'll see that droppings of
fresh,
saw.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So without that, and if it's just sometimes you will see trees weep sap. Like sometimes they just come out of the side. Sap will just come out of the side of a tree without any kind of provocation. You know, that usually
just out of spite.
Yeah. Well, they always do that because of a reason.
Yeah, sometimes they have to get rid of excess moisture and
moisture or the growth, you know, sometimes extreme growth out of trees will cause like a wound to open up. And you know, like John mentioned, it's excessive moisture, but sometimes it's just growing too fast for its own skin in a way. And you know, a lot of that has to do with excessive moisture or rapid growing season, and that will sometimes happen when we have those really weird periods of weather where it went from dormancy to extreme ideal growing conditions. And the tree's like, oh, I got to start to grow. It's happening now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the tree just starts to grow and it just happens too quickly and the plant can't keep up with itself kind of a thing. But then that one branch dying off, that usually wouldn't be because of that reason, you know, that branch dying off. So I kind of feel like it's probably a bore issue.
Yeah. I would agree. It's probably some type of boring insect. And
yeah.
Linda's got a question on Facebook as well. Did
yeah,
you
I saw
that.
Did we answer? There was something else.
Do we think
there was a second part of her question. Wasn't there? There was the tree sap issue, but then she mentioned the eucalyptus. Now, eucalyptus sap, you know, eucalyptus are plagued with pests. And if they're large eucalyptus, it's very hard to identify. They get lerps. They get, you know, borers. They get a thousand things. And so for eucalyptus, and then they can have the same issue when it comes to growth and too much water as well. So, you know, but eucalyptus, I don't want to say this badly, but not so much of a concern. Definitely more of a concern to have a nice fruiting tree in your yard than.
There are some diseases that look similar. You know, citrus gets gamosis sometimes. And the gamosis is like a sappy. Usually down near the trunk.
Gamosis.
Gamosis.
Sounds like a word you just made up.
Did that answer both? Was there something else? Okay, good.
I think so.
Okay, so then Linda.
Linda.
Yeah, she's asking, I have a variegated dogwood that's been doing well in my yard for 8 years. Recently is suffering from what I believe is spider mites. Some branches have totally defoliated, gave it a dose of bear tree and shrub, hosing it daily once discovered the issue. It's about 10 feet tall. What are its chance of survival? Branches are still green. Well, spider mites on a dogwood, bear tree and shrub. I'm trying to recall. Bear tree and shrub, is it a miticide?
Well, one of the problems is that dogwoods in general do not like hot climates.
Yeah.
And when you put them in redding, which is already
very hot, yes,
110 degrees, and then 3 weeks of fire and smoke, it's really rough on them. The good news is the stems are still green. So as long as the tree's getting enough water, I would say that you're going to have to wait until spring to find out. My guess would be that the heat made the tree go dormant, in essence. Might even possibly in the fall when it cools off put out a new
put
set
out
of leaves.
New.
But definitely it'll take till spring before you can tell for sure. It's really not much you can do.
Yeah. I mean, dogwoods in general are very sensitive plants to weather changes, as you mentioned.
Yeah. In hot climates.
Yeah.
You know, they grow as an understory tree in forests, and they're great in northern climates, the Pacific Northwest. They do really well up there. But I don't even think we trying to think if we do any dogwoods in Southern California.
Maybe in Julian. And as you say, right, an underplanting, not a fully exposed right tree. And I'll also mention, along with her note, that the variegated one is even more susceptible
right
to that heat damage because of the lack of the chlorophyll in the foliage. Variegated plants as a whole are known to be very sensitive to sunlight. And, you know, so when there's something that happens to those variegated plants where, you know, they get extreme sun exposure, they'll defoliate.
It was a good thought of hers to spray the tree down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if it was just spider mites that was causing it, that always helps to dislodge the spider mites.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's in hot, dry conditions are when spider mites really thrive.
And people would be shocked because she says it's 8 years old, and people get shocked when old established plants or well-established plants things happen to. When we get back from commercial, just this week I was out at a customer's house where she had a 25-year-old coral tree, and it was a watering issue. And when we get back from commercial, I'll talk about that.
Okay, that and as well as your questions and more comments on Facebook Live. You can also pick up the phone, call us at 855-424-9825. And we're going to be open with the email questions as well. That's john@gardenamerica.com.
Everything is coming up roses in San Diego from October 25th to 29th. Lance Walheim here, and I'm honored to be the keynote speaker at the National Convention of the American Rose Society. BioAdvance and Heirloom Roses will be co-sponsoring the 18th annual Save the Roses auction, along with the Rose Show, speakers, and festivities of the American Rose Society. So join me at the San Diego Crown Plaza Hotel and Convention Center, and go to GardenAmerica.com and check the homepage for links to registration and event schedule.
Having bug problems this season? Need an overall solution? Try Natural Guard Spinosad Soap. This combination of spinosad and fatty acids kills aphids, mealybugs, worms, caterpillars, and other bugs that plague your garden. It's also safe to use around your fruit and veggies to make sure you enjoy your crop and not those pesky critters. Find Natural Guard Spinosad Soap in a ready-to-use bottle or ready-to-spray for those large garden plots at your favorite independent garden center. Go to fertilome.com for more information.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this?
low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
We continue here on this Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, depending upon where you are. I think I just lost one of my... Do I sound like I'm coming in one channel again?
Sorry,
there we go.
Sorry.
Now we're back. There we go.
Sometimes I think I'm hearing things.
It is our final segment. Welcome to your Saturday afternoon, Saturday morning, depending upon where you are. Here on Biz Talk Radio, 855-424-9825, Facebook Live. Great questions, great comments. Thank you for your responses this morning. And again, john@gardenamerica.com here. And again, after the show today, recording a podcast, the topic will be trees that will be uploaded this coming Monday.
Yeah, you know, Tiger was going to tell us about his experience with the coral tree, but
right.
Linda from Redding also commented that she did have her tree growing under some 100-foot sycamores. So that's, you know, at least it's an understory condition, so that's a good area to have it in.
Perfect.
But as Linda mentions, it's really rough up there
right now.
And
what could have happened is those sycamores defoliated with the extreme and then exposed the dogwood. You know, or defoliated to a point where it's minimal canopy.
It's just been really rough up there. It's just been hot, hot, hot.
And what I was going to mention was that people get hung up on established plants and feeling they can weather anything. And I was at a client's house this week because she had an irrigation issue. She has a beautiful home, very well-established garden. And she had this coral tree that's been there for a minimum of 25 years. And as of the spring... because I know she was on the Mission Hills Garden Tour, her yard was looking immaculate.
Perfectly. She was one of the ones people were walking through?
Yeah, one of them walking through, you know. So she had an immaculate yard back in late May. And so just from late May to now into August, just for 2 weeks, her irrigation was shut off. Just for 2 weeks, it was shut off because of a plumbing problem. And the coral tree completely defoliated and looked dead. It wasn't dead, but it looked dead. And, you know, people think like, oh, wow, you know, it only did not get watered for 2 weeks. How did this happen? And, you know, it's well established. You would think its root system would tap into lots of resources of water and be able to survive something like that. But that just goes to show you that, you know, a little change in its environment can have a big impact on the tree itself.
But it's still alive, though, right?
It's still alive. It'll come back.
It's beleaguered.
Yeah, exactly. So
is that a word, beleaguered?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, okay. For some reason, it just sounded funny.
Yeah. So just because it's been around for a while doesn't mean it's able to weather everything. Patty says, my new in-ground rose garden would have to be rodent-proof. Yeah, rodents and roses is always a challenge. And then Lenore wrote, all my plumerias, with the exception of one, haven't flowered this hot summer. We are still in the mid-90s at night, and nights not lower than the mid-70s. And plumerias are always fickle. People ask me, how do I get a plumeria to bloom? And, you know, they're just plants that are on their own schedule. Because, you know, you know people say, well, what about fertilizing them? And I'm like, well, they don't, you know, all-purpose fertilizer plumeria is all it needs. You know, there's nothing specific that's going to make it bloom. Age.
You know, I'm not an expert on plumeria either, but that's the one plant where I've seen additional potassium and phosphorus high amounts really do encourage the bloom, more so than any other plant I know of. And I think that's
this is coming from the guy that says, don't worry about that.
Right.
Yeah.
So that means a lot.
But they're
exactly.
They're in containers to begin with, for the most part, not in the ground because they usually rot in the ground. But you know, some areas do have them in the ground. Anyway, that's just my experience.
And also, I've had the experience where the plumerias that are the most taken care of, meaning watered well, you know, all of that, they have beautiful foliage and they look beautiful, but they don't bloom.
That's why I bought
some that little bit of
plumeria
stress.
That have variegated leaves.
Because you water them too much?
No, I don't care if they bloom. They'll at least have some nice leaves.
Yeah.
We got an email from Steve again. He said he had a two-part question.
Okay, this is part two.
This is part two. And he says, hello again, garden buddies. I have a part two question. What about growing some lemon basil if I plant it in a pot and have it face south? I think he's talking about the time of the year. Like is it too late, you know, because we're going into winter and basil doesn't do well.
Simi Valley, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, hot Simi Valley.
I would full shade, right? I mean, basil this time of year for anyone, it's hot, no matter where you're at.
Yeah. I think he's wondering if he's going to have time to get a crop, and I think he would.
Yeah, that.
If anybody would, he would.
Yeah, no, but I would.
He's got
but
lots
like
of time.
Tiger says, if we have some really, really hot weather, you might want to shade it a little bit.
Yeah, I would shade it anyway just to begin with, right?
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. There's two reasons why you want to shade it. Number one, you don't want it to bolt because that's always problematic with basil.
What, just leave quickly?
No, the flower. The bolt. Oh, leave quickly. I thought you said leap.
No, go ahead.
And then like, the watering.
Like the Chargers did to San Diego. Yeah.
bolt out of here.
But then watering. You know, if you plant it in a shady area, you don't have to water it constantly. Where if you plant it in a sunny, even if it might be a cool sunny area.
Doesn't matter. You're watering every day.
If not twice a day,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So to be able to keep up with it, a little bit of shade would be the best for the basil. And I think he's got time.
The number one product we ever sold online was our BAM basil. Do you remember that?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And it was a basil that never flowered, so always continued to go ahead and fruit. And no one grows it anymore. And since you can't grow it from seed, we can't plant a crop. So.
Yeah.
I've got an email here from Jimmy, and he mentions that he's been harvesting his Saucy Lady tomatoes. And getting ready to make some.
Attaboy, Jimmy.
Some sauce. And
time is ticking away, John.
And a message for Tiger. He says, I tried bird netting for rats, but it's minimally effective, though it does work well for birds. And he said, it might seem like it's excessive, but if you build a hardware cloth cage around your pots, it's going to be really effective.
Because I know this is going to be an ongoing problem, I have this area where I'm going to build these garden boxes with giant cages on them.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, that's going to do it. Thank you so much.
You can put Bengal cats in there, too.
Yeah, Bengal cats. Thank you so much for watching Facebook Live. We'll do it again next week. Maybe, because Tiger's not here, so Facebook falls on me, my responsibility. For the entire crew, I want to thank Brandon, Jeremiah, Zach from the Mothership keeping us on the air. John Begnas, Go Tiger Palafox. I'm Brian Main. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Have a safe week. We'll do it again next Saturday. Until then, get growing, America. Our podcast.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.